setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. I think you figured it out by now. We're bringing purpose to talk radio. This isn't politics. We're going to discuss your why. And I can get you started. If you're new to the program, your why can be summed up at a general definition that says you were created to fill a unique role. That means you are needed, and it means you must do it. We were created to contribute. Your specific contribution through your work is located in your sweet spot, which is at the intersection of your talent, what you do best, your passion, the work you love to do, and your mission, the results of your work. So you can write you can write out a purpose statement, and it'll essentially be made up of this sentence with your specific details. You use what you do best, blank, 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 to do the work you love, blank, 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 to produce the results that matter to you, blank, 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 blank. That's what it is. And when you get the clarity to be able to fill out that sentence, you are clear, which is stage one of my 7 stages to meaningful work. Then you're ready to get qualified. While you're getting qualified, you can get connected. Then you're ready to get started. Then you'll eventually get promoted. You'll get the dream job to be able to give yourself away to work like no one else. So what stage are you in, and how do we get you to the next stage? That's our purpose here on The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Kristen is there. Kristen, you're on The Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Kristen, I'm living the dream. What's going on with you?
Not too much. It's a Friday. I like Fridays.
All right. All right. Oh, wait. That means we need to make sure that that Fridays are just another day for you. You look at Friday going, well, I do. Ooh, I've been going hard and it's been a good week. I need to rest and restore so I can get back at it on Monday. But you're not there yet, I take it.
I'm working right now about 100 hours a week. So
whoa.
I look forward to the weekends only so that nobody bothers me.
Kristen, bless your heart. 100 hours a week.
Yeah, give or take. Yeah.
All right. Well, if you pass out during this call, we won't judge you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
How can I help?
Well, my question is, I don't know what I want to do when I grow up. I went to grad school. I actually figured out what I wanted to do. I would love to be the first female GM of a male sports team. I've come close. I've been one of two for a job with the Cleveland Indians, but it just didn't work out.
Wow.
And as I've gotten older, I now own a house, so I have responsibility. So trying to pursue that dream is harder.
What are you doing now?
I work in real estate. Basically, I get all the paperwork together for closings, like mortgage payoffs, taxes, that kind of stuff.
How did you get so close to becoming the general manager of the Cleveland Indians, if I heard you correctly? Did I hear you correctly?
Well, not the general manager, but I got my foot in the door.
Okay. Ah, okay. I see.
Yes. I applied to, and I got, I interviewed with the Chiefs. I interviewed with the Indians, that kind of stuff. So I was getting my foot in the door.
Ah, got it.
Yes. My dream job is to be the first female GM.
I love that. But what were the positions that you were interviewing for? Because you dropped, your call kind of dropped on us. It administrative positions or what?
The one with the Indians would have been in charge of the game day staff employees.
Okay, good. All right.
Yeah.
Well, so why are you working 100 hours a week? And then I'll get into some other questions. But I first want to know what we're dealing with right now. Is it because you're trying to get out of debt? What's going on?
Oh, no, real estate in Pennsylvania was non-essential until May because of the COVID stuff.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, real estate just blew up. And with COVID, we had to lay somebody off, and somebody else, that one of my employees, took another position someplace else.
Okay.
So I said to my boss that I would rather I would get us through this, like the period, the busy time, to just get us through, because it stressed me out to actually hire and train somebody else than opposed to just me doing the work.
Are you getting more pay for this?
I am. Yes.
All right. So you're liking that part of it.
I do.
How much longer can you keep this up?
I've been doing it for since June. I'm tired, and my boss and I are trying to figure it out. We haven't come up with a solution yet.
No, it's a very simple solution. Let me set you free. The very reason that you're in this mess is because you didn't want to put up with the uncomfortability or the stress, the anxiety that goes into finding somebody to fill that position. And you need to get over that. You need to hire somebody quickly. You cannot continue to sustain this. Now, big picture.
Well, the hard part too is that I'm working from home. So it's hard to train somebody and hire somebody working
from home.
All right.
I get it. I get it. All right. So big picture is you want to get back into working for a pro sports team. What do you make right now?
I make about 60 with overtime. I'm over 100,000.
Okay. Well, and that's going to drop dramatically, I'm guessing, when you get back to a normal week, going from 100 to 40. Is that right?
Yeah, it'll drop a little bit. I mean, I still do overtime just because the amount of volume I have, but yes, it would drop.
Well, here's the deal. The reason I'm focusing on all these things is because I want to focus on the hurdles that you're facing, some that you're putting up in front of yourself.
Yeah.
But you started the phone call by saying, Ken, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. And then you immediately then told us what you want to be when you grow up.
I do, but it's hard to pursue. Like, it's hard to get in. It's hard to pursue, and I have responsibilities.
I get it. You're talking to the wrong guy today if you want me to feel sorry for you. Because I was 33 with three kids under the age of three, running my own business, happily married, and trying to get into broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
You just described me. The way you said that, it's really hard to get in there and I've got a lot of responsibilities. Well, that's where everything I teach on this show comes from, was my journey. So while I have tremendous empathy for you, I don't feel sorry for you. And I actually don't feel sorry for you because I know you can get there. Now, whether or not, I can't say that you're going to become a GM, but I can tell you this, that it's broader than just being a GM of a male sports team. That is an awesome pinnacle dream. But the reality is you want to be in pro sports. And you want to lead and be a part of some decision making. Well, you can get there. And the way you will get there is by getting back into the game mentally and working hard to make some connections and get in those interviews again where you just get in. Now, I get you've got responsibilities. So that means it might be a couple more years where you take what you're doing now and you get yourself in a financial position to where you don't have to make as much. And you take all of that amazing experience you have, because you do have it, and a resume, and you dump it into the relationships you've got and really work the proximity principle, which I'm going to give you a copy of my number one best-selling book. It was written for you. You've got to start getting around people in professional sports, and you become friends with them long enough until eventually they go, man, Kristen's sharp. She wants to get out of her industry, but she's got all this transferable experience. She can lead. She gets stuff done. She's got passion and enthusiasm and great people skills.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to bring her in. But you can't accept the falsehood, the lie that your fear is telling you, that you can't do it, that you don't have enough time. Can't do it. Hang on the line. We're going to get you a copy of my number one best-selling book, The Proximity Principle. Kristen, read it. Start doing it. You're going to be there before you know it. This is The Ken Coleman Show. I talk a lot about discovering your talent and passion to find your dream job. And that's exactly what my friends at Burst have done. Hamish was passionate about toothbrushes, and Brittany was a successful entrepreneur. Together, they built a business that has revolutionized oral care. The Burst Sonic Electric Toothbrush is clinically proven to remove up to 10 times more plaque than a manual toothbrush. See what a simple dream can become. Try a Burst brush today for as little as $49.99. Go to burstoralcare.com and use the code KEN to get special pricing. Helping you get unstuck from that career malaise or life confusion, and then we're going to get you clear. by figuring out your why. This is the Ken Coleman Show. 844-747-2577 is the number. It's a caller-driven show. It's your show. 844-747-2577. Let's go. Oh, my goodness, Joe. Say it isn't so. You know what I'm about to get excited about, don't you? I look up on the screen here, and we get about two or three calls a year from this wonderful city I've never been to. But I turn into a seven-year-old when I see it on the screen because it's my favorite city in the world to pronounce. We're going to go to Colby in Walla Walla, Washington. Oh, that's always fun for me. Colby, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You bet. You made my day. Anytime I could say Walla Walla, I do. See, I got two in there. I've already got two mentions, and we haven't even gotten into the call. Colby, how can I help you today?
So I already am on my career path, and I know what I want to do, but I just don't know, I guess, the next step. So I plan really far ahead,
good.
And I know my overall goal, and I already plan on, like, what I want to do after I reach that goal.
Okay, wait a second. This is incredible. So tell me. What is this overall goal, and then what you want to do? I want to know this desired future. That'll help me with whatever you're going to ask me.
So I want to be a winemaker.
Okay, great.
I want to be a head winemaker at a winery.
Nice. And so you're working for somebody else in that role, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then what do you want to do after that?
So I actually got my degree in earth science, and I studied GIS. So I kind of want to go towards mapping, like GIS mapping for vineyards. So I'm still in the wine industry, but I'm kind of more in the vineyard side of it.
Great.
That way I can use my degree and my experience in winemaking to do that.
Yeah, and you would be would you be working for yourself when you move into the mapping side of things?
Probably not. It's probably more of a consulting.
All right. So the dream job is the mapping job? Or are they both dream jobs?
They're both dream jobs, I guess.
Great.
The first dream job would be winemaker. The second one would be the mapping one.
Yeah. See, I don't know why you can't do both.
Well, I guess the biggest issue I have, or a couple of issues, is I don't get paid very well right now because I'm kind of on the... I'm the lab tech, so I'm the entry level. I'm just starting out in the path, so I don't get paid very well. And I'm on baby step two.
Okay.
And I just started that last month.
Okay.
So
what's your question for me? So, how can I help?
So I to kind of be able to incorporate both the mapping and the wine, I have been coming up with ideas. So I thought about joining the military reserves to do that as an officer.
Mm-hmm.
That way I could use my degree and gain, unique experience in GIS, while still being able to work in wine, and, they pay pretty well.
I love this idea. I have no challenges. I have no questions on that. Sounds like it's brilliant to me. Because you take care of your, take care of your income issue. You increase your income, which means you get out of debt faster. Means you get your emergency fund funded faster. It's all great for you. And you don't have to leave the wine industry. Or excuse me, you don't have to leave the...
Yeah,
you're in the GIS side of things now, yes, as the lab tech? Or are you in the wine side?
No, I'm on the wine side.
So. Oh, good. Yeah, so I was right. Okay. You paused, you were quiet, and I didn't know if I said something wrong. So the point is you this military reserve decision is great. It's a great move.
Okay. Yeah, because I've been thinking about it. I don't know, probably about 2 years now.
No, you are a thinker. You know what? It's time for you to do is stop thinking because your plan is great. Your head is completely in the right place. Stop thinking about it and do it.
So I wasn't sure if like I would end up not liking doing GIS and mapping, but I figured this would be kind of a way to do it where it's similar to a part-time job.
You finished my sentence. You are so sharp, Colby. You could come guest host the Ken Coleman Show. You just said what I was about to say. By doing the military reserve thing, we get to see if there's some real passion for this work. That's where you get to figure it out. It's perfect. And you're making extra money to figure it out. And if you don't like it, whatever your reserve term is, once you're done, you're done. Am I right?
Right.
But you still got valuable experience that you eventually want anyway, as you combine the mapping and the wine thing, right? If you decide I do like it, or I like it just in the wine space. This is a great move. Stop thinking about it. Do it. I'm proud of you. I'm telling you, kiddo, there's nothing more for me to say. You have got a great plan. The only thing that's missing is you're not executing on the plan. Stop thinking, stop planning, and start doing. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Ben in Red Bluff, California. Ben, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you doing today?
I'm living the dream, Ben. What's going on?
Oh, hey, so to keep it a little brief for you, I'm concerned I may be job hopping. Okay. However, after going through your proximity principle, I've actually even taken your "should I quit my job" quiz, and it came out that I'm in the wrong role at the wrong place. So I'm concerned that having too many short stints on my resume within a short period of time could be actually more damaging than trying to get within my proximity.
Okay, I understand this. But what's more important? What some people are going to think about how many jobs you've got on your resume, or you doing what you know you're supposed to do? Which is more important?
Ultimately, doing what I think I should be doing and taking care of my family.
Yeah, exactly. So how many jobs, if you move on in the next month or 2 months, how many jobs would you have in a period of 2-3 years?
It would be number 4. So I finished my master's degree in 18, and I had to use that to even get into my industry, which is just HR.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I had a 6-month job and then a 9-month job, and I'm in my current role as an HR and payroll specialist for 6 months.
Why were you only there for 6 months, the first one?
My contract ended.
It's not your fault. That was a temporary contract gig, yes or no?
Correct.
Can you make that pretty clear on your resume?
Yes, which I believe I have. But
yeah, and can you make that clear in a conversation as in form of an interview?
Absolutely.
Are you going to rely on your resume to get hired, or are you going to use the proximity principle and the Ken Coleman get hired guides?
As much as I can, Ken Coleman, to be completely fair with you, I'm on baby step 2, so I've only read a synopsis of your book.
That's fine. I'm going to give you a copy. Yeah. I'm going to give you a copy today for free.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You bet. Why did you leave after 9 months on the second job?
Because I was offered the role that I'm currently at.
Wait a second. Hold on a second, Ben. Are you telling me you were at one place for 9 months and another place said, "We like you, Ben. We want you to come to us," and they recruited you over there, or however you found out about it, and you were hired away? You're telling me that's what happened?
Yeah, correct.
Wait a second. You mean you weren't some sort of derelict, lazy punk who got fired after 9 months for not showing up or doing something stupid? You mean somebody actually wanted you and you got promoted, essentially? You're telling me that's what happened?
Yes, sir.
Ben, nobody is going to look at that resume and think that you're a job hopper. They're going to go, Ben is sharp enough. Ben is talented enough. Ben's got something to offer, and somebody wanted him. Do you like sports, Ben?
Not traditional sports.
Okay. Have you ever paid attention? Do you think people, sports fans and general managers of NBA teams or NFL teams, think badly of a player when they see that they had a good season and then somebody else signed them to a deal and they left that one team? Do you think they look down on them for that?
No, sir.
Of course not. Stop thinking, man. You're overthinking this. Now, hang on the line. And Madison is going to give you a copy of my number one best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, which says in order to do what Ben wants to do, he's got to be around people that are doing that and in places where it is happening. It's a simple formula. The right people plus the right places equals opportunity. When we are around the right people and in the right places, opportunity comes to us and knocks on our door just like it did for you in that 9-month job. Stop thinking about it, Ben. Pursue your purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show. The Ken Coleman Show continues, giving you clarity so that you have the confidence you need to step out to pursue your purpose. And that clarity that gives you confidence will also give you courage when life throws its roadblocks and detours and potholes your way, because it's going to. Clarity breeds confidence, and confidence breeds courage. Absent of clarity, you'll never have the confidence to step out and never have the courage to stay there. Courage isn't this mythical thing that comes to men and women when they need it. It is clarity that always drives confidence to act and courage to stay the course. I've shared this example before. If you've ever watched a news story or read a news story about someone who put their own life at risk to save the life of another, that process of clarity, confidence, and courage is all happening in a split second. Clarity that this person is going to die if someone doesn't act. Instantly, I think I can do it. I know I can do it. That's the confidence. And then I'm going to do it. Clarity, confidence, courage is happening in a split second. When men and women do heroic things that put their own life at danger to save another, that's the mental process. It's happening really quick. But I share that analogy with you so that you really grab the vital importance of being clear. Understanding that clarity in any area of your life is what breeds confidence, and then the courage. So clarity for many of you is a phone call away. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Norfolk, Virginia, my old stomping grounds. Dakota is on the line. Dakota, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman, for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
I had a question with the career clarity. I filled that out. Before I mention that, though, I wanted to give a shout out to the lady in the wine industry looking to go into GIS. It's a small industry, and I've been doing it for 10 years, so I just want to say keep pushing with that.
That's awesome. That's great. Thank you.
So, anyways, filled it out, and I just want your insight, if you would, please, on what industry I should be looking at or what kind of roles.
Okay, great. So let's walk through, let's catch everybody else up. One of our free resources at kencoleman.com is the Career Clarity Guide, which essentially is a worksheet that walks you through the questions that I do with callers. What do you do best? Your talent. What work do you love to do? Your passion. What are the results of your work that matter deeply to you? That's mission. And so you filled those all three, correct? All three of those out?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's walk through them real quick. Talent. What'd you write down for top talents? We're looking at not every talent, but your top talents. What'd you have?
Find the not-so-obvious use of technology.
What'd you say? Say that again.
Finding the not-so-obvious use of new technology.
How would you describe that? What's that talent? I get what you said, what you're doing, but what's that talent? Is that analysis? Is that what would you call that?
I would call it, I guess, practicality application.
Okay, good.
I got that.
Okay, I'm with you. Keep going. Okay. What else?
Cool. What I'd love to do is create the narrative of a new product.
Are you good at it? No, hold on a second. Are we still under talent? What you do best?
This is what I love to do, is to create the narrative of a product.
So the work you love to do is create a narrative of a product. So tell the story of a product or a service.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay, good. And then what's the result of your work that matters deeply to you?
The result is finding that solution that people didn't realize was there. So finding the applicable solution.
Okay. I'm just going to call that reveal solution. So you want to use your talent of application, practical application, and by the way, you shortlisted yourself, because a person who loves telling stories of products and services should, if they want to do this for a living, should be good at telling stories. So you should have good verbal skills, good communication skills. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Do you have that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. So you want to use your practical application talent, your communication skills, to tell stories, to create narratives for products and services that reveal solutions to people that they didn't know existed.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I just don't know if there's a type of role that
There's, of course there is. Well, hold on a second. Okay. You're overthinking it. So who are the type of people in the marketplace? Give me the job titles of people who create narratives and tell stories of products and services that reveal solutions to customers. Give me one example.
I would say a solutions engineer, right?
No. What? Marketers.
Marketers.
Isn't that what marketing is?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what marketers do. They tell stories. They create narratives using your language. They create narratives so that the customer, every time you watch a TV commercial, isn't that what you're saying?
I guess where I get intimidated is I have thought that it is marketing, but when I look at those positions or roles, it says you must have 15 years of marketing experience. And I go, well, is what I do marketing? I kind of question myself.
Well, but stop. Is what I'm reading back to you what you told me.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to sit down? So forget job title for a moment. Forget qualifications for a moment. What would you do tomorrow if I gave it to you, the job to do, and you didn't have to worry about failing? You knew you were going to be a success. What would you be doing tomorrow? Describe it very briefly, but very detailed. Say it. What would you be doing most of the day?
Figuring out the best way for the newest technology to work to customers.
Okay. Now that figuring out, so what we got to do is we got to dive into that. Does that mean that you're testing the technology and then for the purposes of applying it? Or does that mean that you're sitting next to the engineer or the specialist on the technology and you're listening to them talk to you about how it works and all the functions it has, and you're going, okay, great, that's the story I need to write down and tell, and I'm going to take that back. One is a marketing position. Maybe the other is an engineering, more of a testing position.
Yeah, I like diving in deep into the analytics, into the weed of the data.
So then you would work with somebody. You would take all that and you would inform the marketers.
Okay.
No. Don't say okay. I'm saying you got to tell me what you want to do, brother. And so let's get right back down to, I want you to stop thinking and start feeling. What would you do tomorrow if you knew you couldn't fail? Say it.
I'd say test out. Get into the weeds of data and test it out to see where it's the best fit.
Okay, great. So it's actually not the marketing position. Aren't we on the same page?
Okay, yeah, I believe we are.
Okay, so let's go back to the big problem you had before. I unintentionally maybe led you to marketing because of the way you said it, but now that I've dug deep, I don't think it's marketing. I think you want to be an analyst, not a marketer. If I'm using the simplicity of one word, I think analyst is you, not marketer. Is that true or false?
It's true in the sense that I like to dive in deep to the data, but at the end of the day, I like seeing the faces on the customer when you have a complete narrative and something exciting to hand to the customer.
Okay, but you're still on the right path. So whether you do some analyst work and then work with marketers, and you will see that. I think you're overthinking this. I think you're thinking about this way too hard. But here's the homework assignment for you. Number one, I want you to research analyst roles and then marketing roles. And in researching these and reading about what they do day in and day out, and what the qualifications are necessary, I think your heart's going to go ding, 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 ding. But then here's the second piece of homework. Stop trying to look and apply for positions that require so much experience. That's not how you get in. You get in on the lower rung of the ladder, and then you start to climb, and you can get the entry-level positions. You got a little bit more clarity to figure out, but you're on the right track. I think you want to be an analyst who works with a marketer, but check me out on that. This is The Ken Coleman Show. The Ken Coleman Show continues live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville. We're thrilled to have you with us as we bring purpose to talk radio. The only yelling and screaming we do on this show is cheering for you. We had a great dream scream yesterday as we had a gentleman call in from San Francisco who had worked hard to step into his dream job. He told his story, and then he shared the I'm living the dream scream. If that's you and you're about ready to step into that, you can email us, ask@kencoleman.com, and we'll schedule your dream scream on the show. Let's help some more people get clarity. Let's go to San Diego, California. Matt joins us there. Matt, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how's it going?
Matt, I'm living the dream. What's going on?
So I recently graduated from grad school with a master's in business analytics, and I'm in this job where I got it because I interned with the company last year. However, I knew the work wasn't going to be great. However, this was the only thing that could come my way. And the work that I'm doing is very stagnant, and it's not doing what, like they're not utilizing my skills of what I know, what I could do. And I feel like I keep being trapped within this job. I know I want to get out. So I was wondering if I had any advice on how to, kind of like get out and try and find the next job to that will like sort of like fit my needs and whatnot.
Yeah, so this is very simple. We want to figure out where you want to go long term. I know you want to get out of where you are, but before we try to get out, let's have a plan for where we're going when we climb out of the pit, all right?
Absolutely.
And so what's the 20, 25-year, 30-year, big, hairy, audacious goal? What's the dream job, top of the mountain for you?
As the lady at the beginning of the call said, GM for one of the sports teams, NBA team.
Is that right?
And
you
want to?
Oh, wow.
Yes, sir.
How old are you, Matt?
I'm 23.
Oh,
and
great.
So I know it's very, very cutthroat, and I'm willing to go from the top, from being like a full-time role to an internship role, and that's what I've been applying to with some of the jobs.
Great. What did you get your degree in?
I got my master's in business analytics, and I got it straight from undergrad where I had marketing and finance.
Wow. Now, let me tell you something, dude. You'll be impressed to know that I know that a master's in business analytics is a very attractive graduate degree for these pro franchises because they're all about analytics. Daryl Morey, who just left the Houston Rockets, Daryl Morey, the guy changed the NBA game. The guy changed it.
He did.
Yeah. So,
he did.
So listen, that's a great degree. So this is all about the proximity principle. Have you heard me talk about this?
I've not.
All right, I'm going to break this down for you. So the proximity principle says in order for Matt to do what he wants to do, he's got to be around people that are doing it in places where it's happening. So now let's fill it in specifically. In order for Matt to be an MBA executive, he's got to hang around MBA executives and be in places where MBA executives are working. Now, you understand that, right? So at 23...
Yeah.
With the master's degree in business analytics and all that, you're willing to intern. You're willing to cut the grass of an MBA executive for free. You're willing to wash their car. You're willing to take whatever position you can take to get in because when they meet you and they go, man, Matt's 23 with a master's degree. He's brilliant, understands analytics. He loves the game of basketball. He loves business. He likes combining data with the game of basketball and helping a team get better. He wants to be able to crunch data and help the team grow, whether that be on the floor or selling season tickets. And when they see that about you and they go, this kid is humble, he's hungry, and he's really good with people. That's my friend Pat Lencioni's book, Ideal Team Player, then they're going to give you other opportunities, but you will have to sacrifice early on. You will have to eat ramen noodles. You may have to have three roommates. You may not be able to get married for two or three more years in order. But if you commit at 23 to get in for an NBA franchise, you will get in. There's no stopping you. And so what you need to do is I'm going to give you a free copy, audio, ebook, or hard copy, whatever format you want. Okay? And I want you to read this book
because there's
five people I write about in the first section of the book. And they're archetypes of people. And then there are five places. And then there are practices in the last section. If you read this book, Matt, you will get where you want to go. But let me explain it a little bit more practically for you. Here's some actual steps for you.
What you need. I'm writing it down.
Okay, so the closest NBA team for you in San Diego are obviously the Lakers or the Clippers, correct?
Yes, sir.
How far of a drive is it for you from San Diego to Los Angeles? I know the traffic.
2 hours.
Okay. All right. And so you work 40 hours a week right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what you are doing...
However, my work can be remote too, which has been really nice and flexible. And so...
You got any friends that live in L.A.?
Denver and some, yeah. I'm sorry?
You got any friends that live in L.A.?
Not off the top of my head.
All right. And did you say something about Denver?
Yeah, so I'm originally from Denver, and I plan on going back to Denver here relatively soon, just since that's where my work actually is.
Oh.
But because COVID.
Oh. Okay, so listen to this. Yeah. Now we got the Denver Nuggets. And you've got this,
yes,
you've got this built-in web of connections in Denver, because that's where you live, where you grew up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So as soon as you get back to Denver, what you're going to be doing is, and by the way, until you get to Denver, I want you working from LA a couple days a week, and you find somebody. I'm telling you, you know somebody in LA, okay?
I probably do. I just can't think of the top of my head.
Don't worry about it. I was just trying to find somebody where you could crash a couple nights, okay?
Yeah.
And the idea, this is a short-term deal. It's not a big ask. It's not, can I come live with you?
Mm-hmm.
But this is what Ken Coleman would do, young Ken Coleman. I'd be there crashing on my friend's couch couple days a week, and after I did my work remotely, I would be trying to connect, trying to do anything I could to find somebody who works for the Clippers or the Lakers. I don't even care if it's the guy who does all the laundry.
Yeah.
And you're just going, look, I'm willing to do whatever. I don't need money for this position. If I get a job that pays me, great, but right now I just want to do anything I can. Who do you know? But you're just digging.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you get to Denver, same deal. There's got to be somebody that you know, or somebody that you know that knows somebody else that works for the Denver Nuggets. It's just got to be, because they've got their front office, the business side of the operations, and they got the basketball side. The business side of the Denver Nuggets is a bigger group of people than the basketball side. And so for you, you're attractive to both because of what you've done and what you want to do. But I'm telling you, you keep yourself afloat just like I did. I ran my own sponsorship sales business while I was doing TV part-time. I was volunteering at a radio station. I was doing all those things. And I unpack all of that in the proximity principle in great detail. But what I'm telling you is your number one goal in life is to start to get to know one, two people. And then from there, they give you some advice and you just say, look, I'll come work for free. Don't even ask for a job.
Yeah.
Unless there's a job that lower level that your business analytics will get you in. That's great. But in the meantime, if they're not offering something, you're not getting discouraged and just sitting around waiting for something to pop on the website. You'll go help sweep the floors. You'll go help the laundry guy just so you get in the building. So you're walking around bumping into the general manager one day in the elevator. He goes, hey, what's your name? And you go, my name's Matt. I'd love to be you one day. So I've been doing this and this and this. If you ever need some help on analytics, I'll do some extra work.
Yeah.
That's how you get in. I want you to go research. Here's your last piece of homework. I want you to go research the story of Eric Spoelstra, the current Miami Heat coach.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know his story?
Yep, started as a video coordinator and then worked hard. And
Pat Riley put him in a windowless closet down underneath the arena. And the guy watched film so much, he forgot what it was like to talk to a human being for a while. But now he's the longest tenured coach in the NBA.
Yeah.
So, Matt. Is it possible for you to get in a front office of the NBA? Yes or no?
Yeah, absolutely.
You better believe it. Eric Spoelstra needs to be your hero. You hear me?
And so I guess one quick question on top of that is how, with leaving this company that I am now.
Don't leave.
Like, hey.
Don't leave. You do not leave until you've got enough money from an NBA entry-level job and maybe another part-time job. Don't leave yet. This is all extra hours. Hey, my time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter. You do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey, folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruz Show.
Hey, guys, it's Rachel Cruz, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. They don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruz Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruz wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruz.com.